Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to another wonderful, chaotic episode of The Boda Show. What? Oh God, what are we doing now? What's starting now, James?
Nothing. Just start the show.
I am the host of all hosts, Monsieur Soggy Boy, Zach. With me today, I have James. I have Drew. Sorry, the at symbol on your name and the like. In your little bar there, it looks really weird.
Do you want to bring up your background again, Zach?
No, I really don't. I just noticed it now. Sorry. Don't make me bring that back up. I didn't realize it. All right, I was trying to make something cool. And
also, you should definitely change yours to Chief Executive SOG. I feel like Head of SOG isn't like executive.
Yeah, that's a good point. I feel like it's like a head of lettuce or something. Yeah, I'll change it. Anyways, we got a wonderful also ADHD pack show for you today. We're going with our 4.5 segment fun again, but we are replacing one segment with another that we haven't done in a very, very long time. So we will let that one marinate for you. We will not tell you what that is. We have the Boda news coming at you first. Our surprise segment, our fan question of the week, our surprise segment, Boda trash bag, and as always, we will end it with another who day.
Whomst.
Yeah. Whomst. Whomst they. So let's get us started. Welcome to the Boda News. And welcome to the Boda News. I will be your main anchor, Zach, along with my other main anchor, Drew, and our street reporter, James.
Hooray!
Say strip reporter. I'm going to make it.
Strip reporter. Except it's. I just want you to give yourself a buzz cut. That's it.
Next.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to open it up with the only league in regular season play right now, the MLB. And for action going on in the MLB, we're going to send it right on over to Mr. Drew Daniels. Take it away, Drew.
Oh, thanks, Zach. Happy to be here. Some mildly interesting happenings around the MLB the last week or so. Most notably and recently, the Tampa Bay Rays, the best team in baseball, got fucking gobsmacked 22-1. The Jays came in, they scored 10 runs off of position players. Fucking Vladdy was bat flipping off of like some third string second baseman pitching a Ephus to him, but whatever. Regardless, kicked the crap out of the best team in the league, best team in the division. Good on the Jays. Other news, unfortunately, staying in the AL East to another shitty Yankees team. We got Garrett Cole becoming, I think it was the third fastest pitcher in MLB history based on innings pitched to reach the 2,000 strikeout mark. So, don't like Garrett Cole, but impressive.
Yeah, Drew, you can't argue with facts.
This is very.
You can't hate the man.
Random thing, but I saw Garrett Cole highlights from when he was in Houston, and I completely forgot what he looked like when he was in Houston. I only see Yankees Garrett Cole now, and I hate that.
And it's so different. It's not even like you just put on a different uniform. So we go back to our favorite boys on this show. The sad, sad Oakland Athletics.
Soon to be Vegas.
Through 50 games of the MLB season, the Oakland Athletics are 10-40. I never thought I would be saying that about any team ever, because that's just
pathetic. Yeah, that's abysmal. I mean, I don't even know what to say about that. I haven't gone back and looked at the stats from last week, but clearly they have only gone worse from there. So I don't know.
Have somehow continued to get worse. 10-40 is tied with a couple other teams, including like an 1890s Red Sox team or something, or 1932, whatever, for the fourth worst start in MLB history to a season through 50 games. And they are, in fact, projected to have the most losses in an MLB season ever. So, by the way, they are projected to go 32-130. So, I don't. If I was playing in Oakland right now, I would probably just hang up the old cleats, because I don't think I could stand on a baseball field for 130 losses in a season.
I don't even know what to say about that. That is beyond what I could have ever imagined for any professional sports team to be that bad.
Yeah. It absolutely mind-boggling. And, I mean, I think the city of Oakland is doing the MLB a service and not letting the A's continue to play there. So we might get a break from A's baseball for a few years, which would probably be good for everybody. But yeah, I think that's where I'd like to end my news segment.
Yeah. I mean, definitely on the lowest note possible for sure. Yeah. We will move over into our playoff leagues. The NHL will start us off here. It's going to swap on over back to what did you call me again, James? The lead engineer of SOG?
Oh, what did I call you there? Chief executive SOG? I don't know. Something like that. I already forgot. CES.
The CES. Got it. Love it. All right. Well, the NHL, only two series going on. We are in the Eastern. We're in the conference finals. There's just literally no competition. I mean, both series are lopsided. The Vegas Golden Knights and the Florida Panthers have a stranglehold over their respective teams and their respective conferences. 3-0 series lead for the Panthers and the Golden Knights. Coming out of that game last night, the Golden Knights had their way with the Stars. Jamie Benn cross-checked. I forget who we cross-checked, and that was a Mark Stone. Cross-checked one of the Vegas players in the head, gets a 2-game suspension. He's just going to go home. I mean, because they're not coming back from that. So, wow. I didn't ever think in 2 weeks ago, I mean, maybe Vegas being in this position, but definitely not Florida, and definitely not Florida being one game away from sweeping Carolina, having swept Toronto, having come back down 3-1 against the Bruins, and made their way into a Stanley Cup final.
I mean, nobody could have seen Sergei Bobrovsky playing the way he has been. No. And like we've talked about 100 times, it looks like Florida has 7 guys on the ice at all times. Their skaters
they
are
do. I don't know what the hell happened, but they just found another gear. I mean, they played like dog shit the entire year. I mean, in dog shit by comparison of what they did last year, which is win the President's Trophy, they played like they did not play like themselves. And I don't know. I don't know what it was. Like, it's Matthew Tkachuk. I mean, they made a lot of moves on the offseason. They made that big trade. One team didn't make the playoffs, and the other one is about to play for the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I don't want to throw any hot takes out there, but I'm definitely gonna. I mean, this could be one of the best single trades in offseason history, to go from winning a President's Trophy, trading one of your top players in Jonathan Huberdeau, getting Matthew Tkachuk, not playing the same regular season, but then winning Stanley Cup in the end. So craziness. And then, you know, Bruce Cassidy. I don't want to talk about that one, but game 4 tonight against the Panthers and the Hurricanes. I have no idea what's going to happen. It's going to be vicious. Carolina has looked flat all series. I don't even know. I don't know. I think Sergei Bobrovsky is going to shut him out. I think he's going to shut him out. I really do.
I wouldn't be surprised. I just the energy that Florida has right now. They're playing at home still. The Hurricanes have no ground to stand on, nowhere to gain traction, and I don't see what you can do against this Florida team right now, other than score a shitload of goals. There's nothing you can do.
The only team that was able to do that was the Bruins.
Right. Every other team has just ended up getting buried because you can't hang in a close game with them necessarily. Because like we said, they're just skating too well. Their puck possession, their decision making, everything is kicked up a notch, and that's all lined by the fact that Sergei Bobrovsky is putting together one of arguably the better playoff runs we've ever seen. So
yeah, agreed. I mean, that's the thing, right? You know, the NHL is I mean, honestly, I would argue it's one of the only sports where you can ride one player and win a championship.
Yeah, I mean, it always depends on who you come up against and a whole bunch of factors. I feel like the NBA can be like that sometimes.
It can, but I feel like once you get past a certain point, one player can't do it all.
Right, and I mean, hockey's unique in the fact that you're talking about you have a guy who, if he plays perfectly, the other team doesn't score. There is a guy that, in theory, can negate anything the other team gives you. So there's nothing like that in any other sport. There's no goalies in any other sport, in any of the big four sports.
Besides soccer. But yeah, I mean, one of the only players on any surface where you're paying them to literally be perfect, because if they're not, it's catastrophe.
Yeah.
So interesting. All right. Well, I think that's it for the NHL. I mean, obviously, you know, some off-season news. Kyle Dubas has been mutually parted ways with the Toronto Maple Leafs. I don't know where he's going to go. I could see him going to the Penguins, all that kind of stuff. Not hugely important. I mean, I think wherever he goes, he's going to make good moves, but he needs to be in charge of a franchise that's going to let him do what he needs to do. And I don't think Pittsburgh is the right franchise for him. Especially not John Henry controlling the spending, for sure. So that is it for hockey. Let's move on over to our other playoff league here in the NBA. Drew, take her away.
All right. Well, this is going to be nice and quick.
Should be.
2 days ago, LeBron and the Lakers were swept out of the playoffs by 2 points. Missed a last second chance. So the Denver Nuggets will be representing the Western Conference in this year's NBA Championship, NBA Finals. And LeBron on the fence of retirement, maybe going to take a year or two off, wait for Bronny, which doesn't make any sense to me. And feels like the cheapest fucking thing in the world, because whoever drafts Bronny is drafting two players, one of them being arguably the greatest player of all time. So if that's how it plays out, I will be a little salty, but I think he should either retire or keep playing. One of the don't take 2 years off. Bad. Anyway, go ahead.
I don't think the 2 year thing is realistic of him taking time off. I think he keeps playing. I don't know. All the like talk behind it, it's the same thing we saw with Brady. I mean, he came back, and I put him in the same air that, like, Bron won't go out like that, although I do think he's won his last ring. I just don't think he's just going to go, like, belly up and retire. And I also don't think he's going to go 2 years out and then play 1 year and then call quits again.
Is that not going belly up? This was the second best season that the Lakers have had since he's been there.
I guess, but when you're talking about, like, what was the last one, like 2020?
They were like 2 games over 500.
Yeah, but
I know. I'm just saying, final.
They've gotten knocked out in the first, second round. They've missed the playoffs twice since he's been there. So this arguably is one of the better seasons that the team has had with him. So I don't think that would necessarily be him, you know, saying, you know, we got fucked up. I'm done. I think it would be a perfectly reasonable thing. I think he's going to retire? No.
No, I also, like, I think you have to look at it. You're talking about them being, like, whatever and over five. Like, when you're at LeBron's level, you don't, like, but LeBron, Jordan, no one talks about, like, the regular season winning percentage of those two, like, on their teams. You talk about playoff winning percentage, which is, like, a much larger argument. But I don't know. I just think, like, championship or bust for LeBron at this point. And it was a bust.
I don't see him winning another ring, especially not with the Lakers anyways. Either. So that puts you in that same mindset. I think that we talk about a whole ton with people that are on the fence about retiring is, do you think that A, you can do it with the team you're on, or B, you're LeBron James, you can go whatever the fuck you want. Do you think there's a team out there that's willing to take you and you can win with them? The answer to that is probably yes, but and
okay.
Bye.
Regularly scheduled Zach blackout. I mean, there isn't a team that wouldn't want LeBron on them. I think if he wants to go ultimate, he has to show up in Boston and turn us all into fucking whatever.
I don't
turn us all into believers.
I would rather him take 2 years off and come back and play with Bronny than him come to Boston. No, thank you.
I don't want him in Boston, but it's a real. It's you know,
he would never come and play here ever.
No.
That's
why James was saying he would need to pull that ultimate fucking switcheroonie on you.
But, yeah.
I don't know. That's a weird situation. We'll monitor. We'll see how it goes. I'm sure he'll be back next year. Anyways, I have one thing and one thing alone to say about the Celtics, because good Lord, do we have plans for them later. The Celtics unfortunately won last night and stopped the potential for all four conference finals series across the NHL and NBA from being sweeps. And I think that would have been just one of the wildest fucking things that could possibly happen. That would be ridiculous.
So, not to mention South Beach would have swept two teams.
Also true, yes. Also true. In the Miami same, is on fire right now.
School year.
So that's the NBA.
Cool. We'll move on over to.
Are you counting the Panthers at South Beach?
Yeah, they play in Sunrise, which is like 5 minutes.
They literally play like 5 minutes outside of my. Yeah.
No, I thought they played a little north.
I also thought
a little north, but it's in the Miami area.
It's not like
if it's not in Dade County. I'm fucking shitting down your throat. No, I thought it was south of Orlando.
I mean, which it I is. Guess.
It's not wrong. Yeah, I guess.
All right, well, let's move over to the only league that is currently in the off season. That is the NFL. Not much major news going on. We missed an important thing for the NBA, and that is Ja Morant.
We can save that for
trash bag.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Ja Morant, permanent resident of the Clan of Force Flex.
Yeah, I know. We might just call this the Ja Morant trash bag.
I wouldn't be opposed.
I know. Just some bookkeeping news here for the NFL. Matt Ariza is working out for the
Jets.
Jets. Sorry, that was weird. The headline was Jets ex-punter, Bills ex-punter working out for Jets. I was like, what?
After the Jets are beating those lovely gang rape allegations. Hooray. What a classy guy.
And like, in like a very weird way, by the way.
Yeah.
He wasn't like, there. Right?
No. No, he wasn't a part of the rape. He wasn't a part of that. But he had sex with her on the front lawn before that? Was that a thing? Is that what I'm like? I tried to understand it, and I read it quickly, and that's kind of what I gathered from it.
I must have read an article.
Yeah.
cool. All right. Well, he's got a tryout with the Jets, so that plays, I guess. I don't know. That's really fucking weird. Apparently, Lamar Jackson's loving the new Todd Monken offense for the Ravens. That should be interesting. Mm-hmm. Ooh, spicy look from James.
I like Todd Monken a lot, honestly.
I mean, that plus, I mean, look at all the players they've had. Look at the weapons they've given him in the offseason. You have to be excited if you're Lamar. This is your best chance by far to shake any running back stigma. You can throw the ball all over the fucking place this year. Yep. There is no excuse. If you can't throw this year, we know what Lamar is. So
that's true. That's a good point. Last bit of news here. David Montgomery pretty much just shit on the Bears, saying that
it's the Bears.
Well, I know that, but he was like, the fact of losing just depleted my fun meter or whatever the hell he said. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't see how you can be having fun when you're going 2-15.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Hot take: David Montgomery doesn't like losing. Is an NFL player.
I mean, to be completely fair, he's been one of those players where I haven't heard much from. So to hear something from him, like giving that kind of like sound, but I don't know. Like it's normal for us as Patriots fans to not hear a lot from the players. Because they keep such a tight ship.
Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth.
What do you mean?
You are the us only Patriots fan here.
Yeah, you're the only us is you.
Yeah, no I'm like us as in Patriots fans, not you guys. I obviously everyone that watches us knows what type of fans you are. The Green Bay Jets and the massage therapist Browns.
Green Bay Jets. I think the New York Packers is more accurate, but yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
Actually, yeah. I think
yeah. Good point.
Fumbled again, Jack.
Oh, speaking of which, fun news. Aaron Rodgers hurt his ankle.
Yeah, he did hurt his ankle. I did see that. Very interesting.
I mean, yeah, he does have a history of calf injuries, so I mean it happens.
Yeah, I mean that wouldn't be good for the Jets.
He'll be fine.
And Adrian Peterson is not retired still. So there's that.
That's so fucking weird.
He's not ready to retire, apparently. I don't know.
Yeah, when's the last time he touched a football?
I don't know. It's been, what, two and a half, 3 years? Like, what team was he on last?
Washington, I think.
I don't think so. I think he was on another team after that for, like, a hot second.
Let's find out.
All right. We're going to play everyone's favorite game. Where the fuck is J.K. Scott?
Adrian Peterson edition.
But it's Adrian Peterson this time.
His last team was he was on the Seahawks.
See? I told you!
He was not only was he on the Seahawks, but prior to the Seahawks, he played for the Titans. Prior to the Titans, he played for the Lions, and prior to the Lions, he was on the Washington. So I was a few.
Wow, you were three teams wrong. Adrian Peterson off. That's weird as fuck, dude.
It's so weird to see a player of his caliber bounce around like that at the end of his career.
Yeah, I mean, it is. And the fact that he still wants to keep going. I mean, like, he just...
Dude, let's hang it up. I mean, come on. Come on.
Teams are going with young running backs.
Right. And like
we figured it out, like they're going running back by committee unless they have a bona fide star.
Right. And like you said, the difference between bona fide stars and run of the mill guys is a whole lot less for running backs, especially when they're 35.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, like,
oh, no, I'm sorry. 38.
Oh, yes, good. Yeah, that's a good point.
Dude is pushing 40, and he still wants to carry a football in the NFL.
He ain't no Frank Gore, I'll tell you that. He ain't no Frank Gore. Oh, boy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. That was the news around the sports world. Oh, I lied. James, do your thing.
I got nothing.
All right, cool. That was the news around in the sports world.
Oh, Inter Milan won the Coppa Italia. Way to go. That's all I got. Woo!
Right. Nice. All right. Well, Drew, I know you mentioned earlier that you didn't want to go too much into the Celtics because you have some choice words.
Drew,
How you feeling? How you feeling, Drew?
I feel a little ragey right now. I'm not gonna lie to you.
What, you angry? You angry boy?
A little angry.
You angry boy? Well, Drew, I think I have what you need here. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Rage Cage. The Rage Cage. What? What are you laughing at now?
Why does your guy look like sad, angry in the thing, Zach? You're doing like the pouty picture, so you're like, your eyes say anger, but your lips say...
Because sometimes you can be sad and ragey at the same time, all right?
We've had that.
That's called angst.
Oh, what do we call that? We call it the depression session or something like that.
Upsetty spaghetti!
That's right! Oh my god, how can I forget about upsetty spaghetti?
Oh, that was so good. I remember making that. Anyways, we're angry! We're not laughing, we're angry! Why did we bring back the Rage Cage? Why are we in the Rage Cage today? I want to hear it. Let's hear it.
I see my forehead.
What are we talking about?
As much as I would like to say the Boston Celtics, I am much more tempted to say Joe Mazzulla. Oh, I'm
all right.
Oh, I'm ready.
Mazzulla and all right, Cage.
Drew. Let's Rage Cage.
All right, listen. This basketball team is fucking pathetic. Absolute, utter trash. I am sorry. You cannot have players like Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and one of the best all-around defensive players in the league in Marcus Smart. You have Al Horford. You have such a good fucking roster. And here you are about to get swept. Yeah, you avoided it. Great job. Fucking whatever. Joe Mazzulla has come out so many times onto that fucking interview podium and just said every word wrong. Every single one. I have never seen a coach in any league who has no fucking clue how to answer interview questions. None. Zero. You need to conduct yourself at a higher level when you're coaching an NBA franchise. I'm sorry, but fucking coming out here with sarcasm and fucking, oh, I'm not fucking, again, I'm so fucking worried about it. You should have been fucking worried about it. Look where you are. You are done. Done. The team is done. He's gone. Get rid of Mazzulla now. I don't even want him to coach the last fucking game of the season.
Come on, keep going. You got more rage, I can tell.
Look,
it's pent up.
How many times are we gonna play the game? We talked about it with the Sixers. How many times are we gonna play the Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown game? This is not working. Jaylen Brown is great for a half, maybe. He'll put up 30 and a half and then just leave the stadium. Maybe, I don't know. I tend not to see him for half a game. And Jason Tatum, dude, you are one of the most talented basketball players I have ever seen. All you need to do is keep your fucking head in the game and remember the rules in the most critical situations possible. I don't understand how these athletes in all sports, this is just a general blanket statement, these fucking mental fuck-ups, they can't happen. You're getting paid exorbitant amounts of money to put your skills and knowledge of the game to the test on the field against the best players in the world. And all you've proven is that you are a fraud. You are the most inconsistent player in the league that holds the title of, you know, face of the franchise. I wouldn't be upset if they blew this entire team up and started from scratch. I get rid of everybody at this point. Everyone but Marcus Smart. I like Marcus Smart. I'd field Marcus Smart and whoever two people you pick in the draft and call it a day. You'll do better.
All right, no, so I still want Derek White.
Bronny and LeBron.
I do want Derek White. I like Derek White a lot.
I like Derek White. I don't know. I don't know what it is with them. I mean, they just it's becoming very Bruins-ish for me, where they perform in the regular season, they're fine, they have a formula, and then they just abandon it at some point.
Right. It's not even that they're abandoning their formula. Like we said, it's these stupid... Tatum got called for traveling, what, 3 fucking times? You can't do that. I'm sorry. As a professional athlete, that's just... It's laughable. God.
Yeah, it really is, buddy. I feel you. I get the rage. Are you raged out, or do you have more rage? I'm only asking for screen purposes.
I think that covers everything that I really wanted to get at. I'll let you know how things go as we move along here.
All right. Well, yeah, I mean, I share your anger. Obviously, I'm not I'm a playoff Celtics fan. Like I like basketball, but I don't know. It's not my cup of tea most of the time, but it is infuriating watching a team that I did watch this year perform the way that they've performed in the last 4 games. I mean, yeah, they won last night. Great. Amazing. It's not going to do anything for them. I mean, Joe Mazzulla still needs to go. And honestly, he got put into a pretty tough situation. I mean, Drew, the entire Celtics locker room, their head coach was fired, and they were not given a good enough reason for why he was let go.
I thought that was made pretty explicitly clear, but
not to them apparently, because there are tons of reports coming out of the Celtics locker room that they are not happy with how the Ime Udoka thing came to fruition.
Do they not have internet access? It was fucking everywhere.
Again, I understand that.
Bullshit and excuses. That's all it's going to come back to with this team. That's all it's ever going to come back to.
It is a bullshit excuse. It is a bullshit excuse, but they did this to themselves. That's what I'm saying, is that, you know, they like all pretend to like each other or whatever the reports are coming out. It doesn't matter. Besides the point, the truth of the matter is he was a head coach that was put into place after the previous head coach was removed because of gross misconduct. The players did not appreciate that happening, and instead of blaming Ime Udoka like they should have, they blamed the Celtics franchise instead.
Doesn't fucking matter! It doesn't matter! You are not paid to fucking show up and cry about who your coach is! You're paid to show up and play for whoever the fuck is coaching your team. And if that happens to be dipshit Joe Mazzulla, you still have to go out there and play the game like you know how to play the game. Don't go out there like you've never touched a basketball before. You are now in the Eastern Conference Finals. You've had such an easy road to get here. If you some fucking how get past a mediocre Heat team with just the most on-fire player in the league in the playoffs and Jimmy Butler, then you have to deal with the Denver Nuggets. You're going to get swept. There's no question about that. It's not if it's going to happen. You cannot go. I don't care how much momentum that you pick up winning 4 games in a row and beating the Heat. It doesn't matter. You're going to go into that series having played teams that are not the same caliber as the Nuggets. And there's no way that you come out of that. There's no way that this ends well. There's no way that they win another game.
All right. Well, there you have it. The rage has been. Sorry, I got a weird notification. The rage has been released.
It has. I've left it in the cage.
The rage has been released. What? I was like, who is talking right now? Like, what? Who
is? No, this is my fucking dog throwing a temper tantrum off screen.
But yeah, so we're gonna. That is the Rage Cage, and I'm going to play us off. So, the Rage Cage. I just like that heavy metal riff.
You know, on triple review, at this point, Drew has the most rageist facest in that entire cagest. There's a lot of, like, rage in Drew's cage.
There was a whole
There is a lot of rage in Drew's cage.
That might have been one of the ragier cages we've ever done.
Yeah, you were. Yeah. You made. But that's all right. That's what we're here for. You get your frustration out, you feel a whole lot better after. And we had a great little banner going on in the bottom the entire time.
So believe me, I saw it.
I know you. I know. James and I just kept adding things to it throughout the entire segment. It was great.
I did.
Amazing.
I feel like that's the theme of the show is how quickly can we derail the other as a spotlight.
Yeah, of course.
I was far too focused on just unleashing every bit of anger I had on the side.
That's why we figured we could get away with a little more. Amazing. Well, we are two segments down. We have two more segments to go and another half inserted into there. So why don't we get to the meat and potatoes of the show? Our fan engagement segment, our fan question of the week. And I will pass it on over to James for that prompt.
All right. I talked this one over. It didn't get as much of a response as I would have hoped. But I asked the community this week, the Vote of Faithful, who is the most random team you root for? And I think a lot of people looked at it the same way like Drew and I look at it. We're like, we both live in like the greater Boston area. He's a Packers fan / Jets fan. I'm a Browns fan. Yeah, we got a couple of those. Sean from Real Talk mentioned that he's a Colts fan. One of our friends, actually, I think it's Zach, but said he's a San Jose Sharks fan. That's coast to coast. I think he lives in Jersey. And the Stump Podcast gave us, our friends up in Canada, gave us Everton, which I hated because I'm also a Liverpool fan. So now I turn it to you two. Other than the obvious, whom is the most random team you root for? I'm not even root for. Just have like a nice like affection in your body for.
That's hard. See, I have to find one that doesn't have a valid reason because I feel like I have reasons for all the teams that I like.
I mean, it can have a reason, but like I like mine that comes to. I'm gonna roundhouse kick this dog. Shout out PETA. I root for Hibernian because I went to Edinburgh and saw one of their games. That's it. But like, it's random. It's like not like a top tier team I see on TV. I definitely don't stream their games.
I see where you're going with this. I mean, I guess for me, really, it would probably be the Seattle Kraken. I mean, they're a brand new team in the NHL. I really like their color scheme. Their jerseys are cool, and I really like Yanni. So there you go.
Yeah, Kraken.
His last name is Pumpkin.
I do love me some Yanni.
Some Gord, actually.
Never mind. Drew, do you have an answer?
Yeah, I think I would have to say RB Leipzig.
Huh.
I mean, I liked them more before they moved Timo Vanna, but
Fine. Hey, that counts. All right. Look at that little diversity. Zach's stuck in hockey because he sucks, but you know, diversity, guys.
What else do you want me to say?
I don't know.
Oh, sorry. Dude.
Culture yourself. Enjoy some soccer. I don't know.
Yeah, who was that team you bet on? That should be your new team. Serbian.
I don't know. The Fighting Serbs. 679 club or whatever the fuck it was. I don't know.
You could have gone real south there, so I'm glad you danced that line. I just feel like it could have gotten really, you know.
I could go further and I could equip my previous non-PC skin in the background if you want to that too, but
I think you're good on that one.
Yeah, I think I'm also good on that, but
let's leave awesome, the Gabbert comments to the side.
Well, oh no, amazing. That's actually perfect. I can use that background with the Blaine Gabbert comments, and that would really solidify my no-fly list.
That'll be the pieces of Exodia. It's Blaine Gabbert, that background, and Zach.
Also, another
thing that'll tell you how old someone is, if it's either like the Infinity Stones or if it's Exodia.
That's true.
That's a good point. Yeah. Well, actually, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that because we're actually missing two other things then. There were five pieces of Exodia. So
And five Infinity
Stones.
There's six Infinity Stones. This is actually...
Oh, yeah, because that's the stupid one that goes in the middle. Right?
There's a seventh hidden one. It's actually the black Infinity Stone. It's for death, but, you know, that's a deep cut in the comics you might not know about.
I just made a nice discovery.
To be completely fair, I wasn't going to do that to you, but then, and then I just decided to do it. I'm sorry.
Clearly.
Welcome to the Boda Trash Bag. Drew, go ahead and say what you were going to say before. I know. He's so mad. I'm so sorry.
I just discovered that apparently Timo Werner was only on loan, and he still is on RB Leipzig. So now I'm a happy boy. So fuck you.
There you go.
All right, awesome. What? What did I do? We're going to the next segment, Drew. Jesus.
We already did it.
I don't care. We need to do it again. Welcome to the trash bag. What's going in there first besides me and my goddamn tech skills?
John Moran. Again.
Who? Oh, yeah, John, yeah.
The trash bag presented by John Moran.
Literally presented by
a less,
he's gonna end up in a trash bag.
Maybe find a less like terrifying way to take a break from social media, other than saying goodbye to your entire family. That was a little strange. So yeah.
And then getting a wellness check just sent to your house is like, yeah, I'm just taking a break.
Yeah. If I were to take a break from social media, I wouldn't post like bye mom, love you.
Yeah, I would probably say something like, I'm going to take a break from social media.
That would be a logical thing to say, yeah.
I mean, that's one of a near endless possibilities of things you could have said other than saying goodbye to everyone you know.
Yeah.
Just putting it out there. I mean, you know.
Man's got some stuff he needs to work through very clearly.
Yeah,
so,
and subsequently, I will put John Morant's Twitter skills in the trash bag, too.
Yeah. A little bit of a serious note. I know we throw him in the trash bag a lot, but I hope John Morant gets some help and sorts his stuff out.
I hope so, too. Stuff. Yeah, and he's an amazing basketball player.
Exactly. It's a shame to see what he's going through now. But
he get it together. Knows how to shoot the ball.
I believe him. Okay. The thing that I wanted to throw in the trash bag for the last couple days now is I forget who the Diamondbacks were playing. I forget who they were playing, but one of the Diamondbacks squared to bunt. Pitch was significantly outside. He pulled back, appealed down to first. First base umpire says no swing. Pan to the Diamondbacks dugout, clapping because they got a call in their favor, as you do. Got ejected.
For clapping?
For clapping from the dugout because they got a call in their favor. MLB umpires. Okay. Straight in the trash bin. Nope. No trash bag for you. Straight to the nasty, gunky, crappy bottom of the dumpster. No bag.
Yeah, that's where all that shit.
Stop ruining the fucking game. We just started making strides with these new rules. Do you want to be the next new rule? Do you want to be the next new rule? They will replace your ass with computers in a fucking heartbeat. Stop it. Trash bag.
Turned into a rage cage for like 5 seconds. I know you could. I know. There's a lot of topics we could all rage on. Trash bag, trash bag, trash bag. Jamie Benn.
Pardon me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sir? Sir? Do I get a turn? Sir?
Yeah, you do. Absolutely. Here's your turn.
My trash bag.
Fuck you, James's audio still works over it.
I know. That always happens. I don't understand it. Like, he's good for like a second and then it mutes. It's weird.
I want to hear what you have to say, James.
Yeah, I my hand.
Washington Commanders. Because I didn't understand the depth of what was happening in this moment. The U.S. Patent Office has denied their claim for the Washington Commanders, which means They might need to change their name again.
Again? Are you serious?
I saw the notification. I didn't get like the repercussions of what it could be.
No,
the Washington Commanders could be changing their name again.
Wait, well, did someone?
The only reason they would have to do that is so they can make money on it.
Yeah, they can't make any money off of what they're like.
Wow.
They can't trademark.
We knew that Dan Snyder was incompetent, but holy shit. Are you serious? You literally only have to, like, how do you fuck that up so bad? How?
Why did they deny it?
No idea. I haven't seen anything as to why.
Someone probably swooped in and stole the patent. Or stole the trademark.
It could be that. Or it could just be, like, I don't know, it's a, like, military position. Like, you can't say, like, the Washington Commanders.
I think so.
Commander is not a military rank.
No.
President is
the commander. The U.S. military.
I'm curious. I'm gonna look into this.
Well, Drew's going to look into military ranks.
No, not military ranks. Why the commander's name got...
Well, all right. Well, Drew's going to look into the actual problem. Any more things or people or franchises or anything to throw in the trash bag, James?
No.
All right. Jamie Benn, you're going in the trash bag. You're a piece of shit. You can't cross-check someone in the face.
Interesting.
Ooh, that's a good one, too. And then say it was for stability.
How
was that stability? He was already down on the ice and then cross-checked him in the face. He wasn't even trying to get up.
No.
Fucking bum. What a bum.
Oh, I used to like Jamie Benn, too.
I never liked Jamie Benn. I always thought he was a bum.
Okay.
Always. Him and Tyler Seguin together. I hated that pair.
Is his brother still floating around? Jordan or something?
Jordy Benn is somewhere. He was on the Canadiens. He was on the Stars for a little bit. I have no fucking idea where he is. He's a sack of potatoes, too. So, I don't know. Anything else for me in the trash bag? Let's see.
Well, I have answers.
All right. Well, we're gonna pause so we can get some answers on this fucking stupid Washington Commanders bullshit.
So, it was the trademark request was denied for the likelihood of confusion due to two other registrations. The first being the annual college game between Air Force and Army, which is known as the Commander's Classic.
That's a legitimate thing.
Okay, that's fair.
And then there was someone, just a dude in the DC area named Martin McCulley, who filed applications for the Washington Space Commanders and Washington Wolf Commanders when the organization was in the middle of choosing their name. So you were right about that.
There's always someone that is smart enough to fucking look at that shit. Yep. Always.
That so dude's hype is he's got a pay.
He is going to make so much money.
He did say he would turn over the trademarks without any payment. But he may not do that. So
he's not going to do that.
He shouldn't do
that. Okay, all right.
Why would you go through the trouble if you were going to fucking do that?
So the only reason he might actually do that is because now that there's new ownership, he might just be like, all right, here you go.
But here's the other thing. He doesn't necessarily have to turn the trademarks over. They could bring him into the organization and just work with him with those trademarks.
Imagine if you were just chilling on your couch, you were just scrolling through trademarks and you saw the Commanders and you're like, yeah, I'm gonna throw some money down on that, why not? And then and like a year later you have a job as an executive for the Washington fucking Commanders.
Well, he was smart because, like we said, it was the Space Commanders and the Wolf Commanders. They were talking about doing the wolf thing, like wolf, and the space thing
Drew, your mic is going really weird right now.
Is it?
Yeah, it sounds like you're underwater.
Oh, that's
really I'm under no water, please help me.
But no, he covered three bases with just those two trademarks.
It's a video. Come on.
What's going on?
Nothing. James is giving me faces. It's just a video. I get it. I understand. I know. I won't say it again. I promise.
What?
Never mind. Forget it.
That's just awkward.
Literally over your head. Forget it.
I don't know why he put the space commanders, but I guess, hey, good for you.
Whatever.
That's all I got.
Whatever, but I mean, yeah, like I said, there's always one person that always checks that shit because you never know. This is a perfect example of whatever legal department that Dan Snyder had hired did not do their jobs. So
really,
shocked emoji.
Yeah, I know, right? No kidding. All right, well, that's – well, okay, Dan Snyder's legal team in the trash bag. There you go.
Bada-bing.
Yep, and also Dan Snyder is just lives there. He is trash.
He can hang out with the fucking MLB umpires in the goop at the bottom of the dumpster.
Ugh. Yeah. All right. Well, it is that wonderful time of the show where Drew and I relinquish all capacity over to James as he probes our brains for whatever the fuck he wants to do with us in Who Day. So welcome. Welcome to our demise.
I love that fucking intro screen.
I know. I feel like I nailed the W's on. Like, I'm asking, like, who, and you just look like you're ready to fucking die. You're just like, why am I here?
Yep.
So.
All right. Speaking of stroking your own dick, it's time to clear that search history and bring up your Google, Zach. It's Who Day.
We've been over this. I don't use my computer for that.
That's fine. You can tell me that.
Which just seems like a missed opportunity.
Why? Mm-hmm.
Zach, I think you should be the one.
Okay, yeah, let me just put my laptop on my fucking thighs and jerk off and onto my computer screen, Drew. Jesus Christ, what is wrong with you? Who does that?
Have to be, yeah, just because it's cool.
Never gotten those ads? I bet you can't last 30 seconds playing this game? Come on.
Where do you think I'm doing that? Under my desk? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Jesus Christ. All right.
Bring up Google, damn it.
I'm doing it. I'm doing the thing. You got to chill for a second.
And Zach, I'm even going to let you spin the wheel of difficulty on Google. You just have to search random difficulty.
I do hope it lands on Nightmare. I'm not going to lie.
Nightmare.
I have it ready to go.
You have it?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yes. I'm so glad you found that. You have to make sure you clip out the part about the R kids.
I did. Don't worry.
All right, thank you.
Did Drew have the screen this time?
No. He's just got a sound clip ready to go if we get Nightmare. Wait, did you upload a video or something, or you just have a sound clip?
No, it's in the background music.
Fair enough. All right. Here we go. It's a me, Luigi Wahoo.
All right, Zach, please search for random difficulty wheel.
Random difficulty breathing. All right, which one is it?
That one should work at the top. I think that's the one I've been using. That's her. Oh, there she is, a beautiful bitch. All right, boys. Zach, spin the wheel!
Peaceful! Nice! Here we go. Let's go. Let's go! Give us some fucking softballs! Meatball pitches! Give it to me!
Do we decide that all three are peaceful, or do we roll each
time? No. We spin individual on this show. We spin individual. Come on.
Okay. All right. Well, gentlemen, welcome. Your first player currently plays in the NFL. They share a name with a player that retired last season, or this offseason, I think, technically. And their last name, because it's peaceful, is a color. I guess I'll give you one more because it's peaceful. They play for the Browns. Good. I'm glad we re-signed them because I like them a lot.
Drew, do you have a guess?
Drew's muted.
Is he really? The fuck?
Yeah.
Is why he is Drew muted?
Yeah, Drew's been laughing, but he's been muted.
All right.
Here we go.
I was making sure everything was kosher.
The thing. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Anyways, can you just run those hints by me again? Because I was distracted.
Yes, they have the same name, which has initials in it, as a player who retired in this previous offseason. It's AJ Green. We didn't start a timer.
He's on the Browns. What? You say AJ Green, is on the Browns?
Different AJ Green.
Different AJ Green.
Oh, that's really confusing. All right, cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Woo! That's a point.
We did it.
Oh,
wow. Peaceful. Whoa. So much fun. Great content. All right. Number one.
Are we ready? Are we ready for this?
Bring that wheel back up. I can keep closing
the screen entirely. That works too.
All right. You ready? Spin it again.
Here we go.
Another one. Oh, no. No.
Yes.
Play it.
Nightmare, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
You have to get that sound clip up here. I'm going to do that after the show.
Yeah, it is really quiet.
Actually, Dave, I gotta send you the whole clip because you need to understand how fucking awful it is.
So wait, James, have you never heard it?
He's never seen it before.
All right, you ready?
It's so funny. All right, well.
All right, gentlemen. This player has 6 vowels in their first and last name.
Oh,
between their first and last name.
God,
they are from Colorado. I'll tell you, they currently play in the NFL. I'll give you that one. And my last hint, they weigh 95 kilograms. That's what I'm going to give you. Nightmare. Go.
Great.
I'll give you a new hint. I like a minute mark. Got 3 minutes.
Where do I even?
Did you said 6 vowels total
between their first name and their last name?
Yep.
Do we get a split or it's just 6 between first and last?
4 and 2.
Okay, I mean that's a little easier, I guess.
You know what? Now I'll throw one more for you. They're a wide receiver.
All right, well, and they weigh how many kilograms again?
95.
6 vowels.
Which is 210 pounds.
That's a hefty wide receiver. All right, well, this is going to be interesting. So he is a wide receiver currently.
Yep.
Okay. He's in the league currently.
Mm-hmm.
Weighs 95 kilograms. 200. What was that, Drew, again? 210?
Yeah, 210
pounds? All right. My God. I don't even know where to go to get fucking...
You are at the halfway mark, so I'll tell you, they have a whopping 3 career touchdowns.
Oh, dear Lord.
No, that would have made it too easy. I'll say 3 career touchdowns.
Wait. Did they go to Colorado, or were they born in Colorado?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Sorry, no, they were born. I thought he went to Colorado, too. He was born in Colorado, and he went to Colorado State.
Oh, okay.
And because I'm a generous human, it's a 1 minute mark. I'll give you one more hint. He plays in the NFC.
Ah! What the fuck? How the fuck?
Oh, actually, negate that. He's a free agent after tearing his ACL.
Fucking son of a bitch. Last year?
Wow! Yeah. 2 years in a row, he tore his ACL. Impressive. By the way, 20 seconds on the clock.
Okay. Jesus Christ almighty, this is ridiculous. Nightmare, nightmare, nightmare.
According to Pro Football Reference, there are no wide receivers that have been born in Colorado that have any. Oh, wait, hold on. I lied. Hold on. Wait.
Come on, Drew. You got this.
One guess. On. This is it.
That doesn't make any sense. I don't even go.
Hold on. Let me look.
He's not a tight end, right? He is a wide receiver.
Mm-hmm. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3,
played in the end.
2,
No. I refuse.
Yes.
Drew Davis, which doesn't have the required number of vowels.
Oh. How old is he?
Oh, you guys might have gotten screwed actually, because his name is shortened on a bunch of things. He's 26 years old.
JJ Koski.
No, we were looking for Ola BC Johnson, also known as BC Johnson.
Mm. Oh, I see him. He was on Minnesota. He's on this list right here.
He's not on Pro Football References list.
He's right here. Let's see. He made a base salary of $495,000 the first year he was in the league. He was a number seven, seventh round draft pick, 247 overall. He went to Colorado State. He is 26 years old. You already said that.
I did.
Ola BC Johnson.
Nightmare bet back this time, boys.
Fun fact, Ola BC Johnson has the same exact birthday as me to the day.
Does it really?
March 17th, 1997.
Jesus Christ, it's already been 74 days since your birthday.
What?
All right, Zach. Last chance, baby.
The thing that I'm on right now gives the exact, like, how exactly how old he is. It's 26 years, 74 days.
Oh.
That's how I knew that number. All right, wheel time. Oh, dear God.
Let's spin the wheel!
Okay. It's better. It's better. It's not nightmare. It's...
Okay. We can work with very hard. You know?
Can we?
We can.
All right. I trust you.
All right. This player was picked up, not drafted, picked up after a successful AFL career. They have played 11 years of professional football with 10 different teams.
How many years?
11.
So 11 years, 10 teams.
Mm-hmm.
Great. All right, cool. Keep going.
All right, so if we're going to do that, then 1, 2, 3 of those are NFL teams. And
When you say the AFL, are you referring to the American Football League or the Australian Arena Football League?
Arena, sorry. Yeah. Great. And he was arrested. No, we're not going to do that one. let's go with...
Are you picking another player?
His younger brother, who I believe is still currently in the NFL, played for the Florida Gators and was a first-round pick.
So, wait, this person does not currently play in the NFL that we're trying to guess, correct?
No, no. They had a very terrible NFL career.
Lovely.
All right, well, I feel like...
No, he's still active. Okay. I'll give you an extra. I'll give you 4 minutes on this one, boys. Timer, go.
Can I ask you a question here? So, Florida Gator, no. He was a first. The brother was a first overall, a first round pick for the Florida Gators within the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect, Drew. We're gonna get this one as long as my internet works.
But can they get it in 4 minutes?
That I don't know.
Also, fair to note, folks, Florida produces a lot of first-round talent.
Yeah, I know. I know they do. But not all of them have produced good players.
This is weird.
What?
So, looking at a list of players that have played in both the Arena Football League and the National Football League, and the second entry on that list is a guy named Gerald Abraham, and when you click on his Wikipedia page, he is a English-Jewish musicologist, editor, and music critic.
Nice. Yeah, sounds right.
I'm making real strides here.
Was the brother offense or defense?
The brother?
Yeah.
I don't feel like telling you that.
Fair enough. Feel like that's a hard one to tell us because that's the person we're actually probably going to be able to find.
That's fair. I'll give you this instead, though. Because of his low SAT scores, he didn't receive any college football offers and decided to play baseball instead.
All right, Drew.
I
have some people for you to take a look at. So let's see. So the brother is still in the league. The brother is still in the league. So Joe Hayden. So that's one right there.
No.
Mike Pouncey.
No.
Okay. Dominique Easley, maybe. Not a great pick, but.
No.
DJ Humphreys.
No.
Dante Fowler?
I mean, to be fair, they might not have the same last name, but...
Do they have the same last name, Drew, James?
They do not.
Fucking son of a bitch. So you literally just let us down, a god...
I know.
Damn. No, I can't. Son of a bitch. Cool. Well, that's fun.
I'll give you the softball one for him. His brother plays for the Falcons.
Keanu Neal doesn't play for the Falcons anymore. Okay.
Well, right I now, guess he was drafted by the Falcons. Sorry, you got it right, though. It was Keanu Neal's pathway.
Keanu Neal?
Mm-hmm. But whomst is? That's the younger brother. You're so close. I'm going to cut it right at 30 seconds.
Clinton Hart.
It is Clinton Hart!
Yeah! Woo! I got
Clinton
it!
Clinton Hart also, besides being apparently stupid on his SATs, was arrested for the battery of his wife after she discovered a female chatting with him on Facebook. Current defensive coordinator at Ocala Christian Academy in Ocala, Florida.
Lovely. Ah, yes.
Looks like he was drafted and or played for the Chargers at one point, because that was the picture that just came up.
He did play for the Chargers after what it looks like playing in the European NFL. For the Rain Fire and the Amsterdam Admirals.
Yep, he did. He joined in 2004 with the Chargers. That in fact did happen. There you go. Cool. All right, so we were 2 for 3.
That means you guys won Who Day this week. Yay!
Woo!
Hey!
Thank you.
Am I supposed to wrap up the show?
Oh, I don't know. I just wanted to let everyone sit in silence and see what happened. Very Boda show of me to do. That's our show for you guys today. Had a wonderful time. Very ADHD-esque with the addition of like 17 different banners while Drew was in the Rage Cage. Let's see. Any last words before we go?
I got it all out.
Commanders are a poverty franchise.
Facts. I don't even think poverty is enough to describe what they are. I mean, that is embarrassing. Embarrassing.
Like the Browns have been a bad franchise. Right now, looking at it, we're still in better shape than the Cardinals and the Commanders.
Agreed.
Although the Commanders do have a Super Bowl. Well, the Redskins have a Super Bowl.
They do have 2 Super Bowls. That's fair, but it came in the 80s. So, man, does that really count?
There's a joke there about people walking around from come in the 80s. But anyway, Zach.
No, just football. Back to you. Back to me. Great. I'll sign this off because clearly.
What about Drew? Drew, do you have fucking final thoughts?
I did ask his final thoughts and he didn't say anything. So all right,
I told you I got it all out.
He did say he got it all out. So, well, obviously none of us have anything else to say. So I'm gonna go. Oh, JK. Wait, hold on.
Hello.
How do I get rid of you? Where do I do? What do I do?
Whoa!
Oh God! Oh,
Jesus. That's too much Boda.
That is the show for you guys. You know where to find us on all of our platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We are on YouTube. You can listen and see us. And just see James apparently right now. Spotify, we have our video podcasts going there now. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Drew, where else are we?
Stitchy.
Yeah, we are on Stitcher.
Fuck Stitcher.
Dude, I don't even know who has or owns Stitcher.
I don't know what Stitcher is.
It's just like a podcasting platform. I don't know, but we're there. So who fucking cares? We're on it. So amazing. But for James, for Drew, and for Nick, who cannot be with us tonight, I am the one, the amazing master of SOG. Everyone, stay soggy.
Stay beautiful.
Bye.